If you're a child in the Northern Territory, you're four times as likely to come in contact with child protection services than if you live elsewhere in Australia. That's despite government spending more than $500 million a year trying to reduce those numbers. A Productivity Commission draft report released today blames a lack of coordination, flawed funding models, and a system where too many decisions are made in Canberra and Darwin and not by local communities. David Sparks reports.
This draft report paints a picture of a complicated and counterproductive bureaucracy. Multiple government agencies, state and federal, struggling to keep track of what the others are doing. The Productivity Commissioner, Michael Brennan, says that fragmentation stands in the way of achieving the best results for both children and the taxpayer.
There's a lack of coordination on the part of the government agencies who are funding those services. So there's $538 million or thereabouts that's spent on child safety in the Northern Territory, but it's spread across nine agencies, a proliferation of grants and a proliferation of service deliverers. And it's very difficult for any one of those agencies to have the complete picture as to what's going on, where money's being spent and where they should ideally focus their efforts.
The report criticises a system in which officials in Canberra and Darwin make too many important decisions affecting families and communities in remote parts of the territory. Commissioner Brennan says the best way to fix it is by getting communities involved.
We think at the local community level it's important for both tiers of government and essentially the regional staff of the Northern Territory government, but also the regional staff of the National Indigenous Australians Agency, to be developing those community plans that set out a strategy as to what services should be funded in that local community. Then it's possible for the various agencies to agree on what they're going to fund towards that strategy.
Last financial year, more than 700 grants were given to some 500 service providers, but the Commission says grants are far too short-term, which creates uncertainty.
Well, the average duration of grants for some agencies is 2 years. A non-government organisation who's delivering a service is spending a lot of time applying for the renewal of their funding rather than focusing on service delivery.
The Commission's report focuses on protection for all children, regardless of race, but it finds Indigenous children are six times more likely than non-Indigenous children in the Territory to receive child protection services, and they're 11 times more likely to be in out-of-home care. Richard Weston is Chief Executive of the Secretariat for National Aboriginal and Islander Childcare, which wrote a submission to this Commission inquiry.
There is an underinvestment in supporting families with support services when they need it, so that families that come into contact with the system and are experiencing some vulnerability don't get the support they need to keep their children in care, and subsequently children are removed. Parents who are dealing with a mental illness and trying to raise children need support to deal with that mental illness. Parents that are dealing with drug and alcohol issues need support to manage those type of challenges.
The Productivity Commission is accepting submissions in response to the draft report until December 20th. The final report is due in April.
David Sparks reporting there.